see the bombers fly up, up. We are the teams they don't fear. They all try their best, but they can't get near as the bombers fly up.
Hello, Bomber fans, and welcome to the Klebs podcast recorded here at Gary Moorcroft Studios. My name's Peter, and I'm joined here with Rob. How are you today, mate?
Very good, Peter.
That's the way. Wow, what was a rollercoaster ride of a game down at Bendigo. Plenty of positives and a few negatives, but being a pre-season game, I think Woosha used it as a last chance to get a few things out and try some things, which I'll outline in the game review. How did you find a rollercoaster game for you?
Yes. I saw a lot of magic in the game. There was some really good points happening. And unfortunately, the third quarter came, but we'll forget about that quarter and talk about the other three, eh?
Yeah, it was very difficult to watch that third quarter, wasn't it?
It was.
And there was some magical skills in that, especially that second quarter. I might have to go back and watch that again. So we'll get back into the game review. The notable players missing were Dee, Hartley, Hooker, Bell Chambers, Green, Hocking and Howlett. I think Green was missed on the day. Begley took his spot, I think, with Green being injured. But, it was hard to follow up on a four-goal game from his debut for Begley. So I dare say Green might be coming into the side. And obviously, let's hope Bell Chambers can get up with Leuenberger's injury.
Yeah, good point. I look forward to seeing Green back in with Raz and Tipper, the way they were going about their game on the weekend. There was some real magic there.
Yeah, definitely. So the final score was Geelong 1 super goal, 17 goals, 11 points, 122 to Essendon 2 super goals, 12 goals, 10, 100. The goal kickers were Waller 4, McKernan 3, Danaher 2, Stewart 2, who looked really good. Langford, Ambrose and Merritt all had singles. We went at disposal efficiency of 67% and effective inside 50s, we had 57%. So that's definitely improving, and we've had four goal scorers. I think that's all three games now we've had different scorers of four goals. That's really improving. Instead of just having single goal scorers here, there and everywhere, our forward line is really firing, isn't it, mate?
That's for sure. And Joe improved a lot. Joey improved a lot this week. Although he didn't get the four goals, I'm sure he will be getting them down the track.
Yeah, he looked strong, didn't he?
He did.
So on the TV, obviously you and I didn't go, but the crowds are lining up around the corners of the streets trying to get in, and that was after the start. So it's good to see. It's been a great JLT community series, and I'd have to say it would be a success for the AFL.
Certainly a success for the Bomber fans, stretching far and wide as far north as Mackay, where they came out of the trees to go and watch. And central Victoria, I guess they came up from Melbourne there too, but it was certainly packed.
Yeah. Well, as we said, the game was played in two halves, and the first half it was all Essendon. Waller was involved heavily breaking longs to kick goals, and he set quite a few of them up. Stewart looked a lot better and did everything he could to put his hand up for a round one selection. I thought, I think after that game and with Leuenberger going down, I think he plays round one.
Yeah, I think so too. Green's playing VFL on Friday, is that right?
I'd think so, if he's available, if he's not still on the injury list, yeah.
He's running around, apparently, so I think he's playing VFL. So
we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, and this was only about 10 minutes in, which was just after Waller's first goal, that Leuenberger did his hammy, but it didn't look like much. I have to admit, I went back into it and I really wanted to see how we did. It was pretty innocuous, but look, it's there and it's happened. So I guess we've got to move on now, and you know, let's just hope the Bell Chambers can get up. But look, McKernan did everything he took. He took up the ruckman duties for the rest of the first half, and he really stepped up. He had a massive 9-point goal off two or three steps. I thought he had a really good game.
He had a pearler of a game, yes. He was rucking, he was roving, he was snapping goals, he had the whole thing going.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, so our forwards, they really applied some defensive pressure on Geelong, which resulted in turnovers and a number of goals. Yeah, that forward pressure, we're almost building up the wall, really, I think, and it's... You know, it's creating a lot of scores for us. You know, the tackling and the chasing, it's just ferocious.
It was,
Danaher looked strong, fit. He was enjoying his footy. He was laughing. It was good to see a lot of the boys have some smiles on their faces. And he had a much better game compared to last week. He only had the one possession last week, obviously on dialed back time. But, playing a full game. Much better game from Danaher.
The laugh that I like to see was when Job was running down the flank there with the ball and was certainly going to kick a goal, and they blew the whistle on him half time.
Even the umpire had a laugh about that. That was a great football moment. That's
for sure.
Yeah, Merritt was everywhere again. He had a massive 9-point. He's one, I don't know if you saw it. That was from inside the centre square. He had the wind on his side, but that was a huge kick.
He just did it easily, didn't he?
Yep. So I actually thought the Cats looked fairly slow, and I actually think they were surprised about how we were in the first half. I couldn't see Essendon actually losing the game at halftime. I thought we really had control of it, and Geelong just looked gone. They looked shot. I didn't think they would know how to get back into the game. But the second half told a different story. We only scored another 3.5 goals for the game from halftime.
Yeah, I think I hope we don't see that again this year. When we're going for the 4 points, I guess it'll be a different story. But yes, 77 points in the first half and 23 in the last half.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I watched the replay and I looked for reasons as what to why we just stopped. One thing I did notice, and obviously this might not have been the case if Leuenberger had been still playing, but I noticed we started trying different ruck combinations. I think Wisher might have been thinking, okay, well, but let's what's the worst case scenario if Leuenberger doesn't come up? What are we going to do? I saw that he played Stewart in the ruck. He had one or two centre bounces. I know he's going around the ground. Ambrose definitely had a centre bounce, and I'm almost certain when I saw Laverde attend a centre bounce as a ruckman. Almost certain. I'm going to have to go back through the replay. I'm almost certain he attended one centre bounce. It'd be interesting to see if the data does say that.
Yeah. Maybe that's what did his ankle.
Maybe trying to jump too high.
Yep.
Yeah, possibly. We did play some loose men in defence, including Danaher and Zach Merritt. I noticed we stopped defending our zones, and the key players were way too loose on their players. And one player, and I don't like naming players ever, one player that I saw over and over again was Mitch Brown. He was playing on Harry Taylor. He seemed a mile off his man the whole time. I think had Harry actually had his kicking boots on instead of kicking him out on the floor all the time, that might have been a different story.
I thought that was one of the features of the game, was Harry's kicking. The commentators talked him right up there at one point, and he's lined up, and Harry needs this kick. He should kick this from here, and he kicked it out of bounds on the flank, not even the pocket. The flank.
Yeah. Did you see Joe tell him all about it?
No, I missed that.
Yeah. Joe was there telling the good news. It was that was quite interesting to watch. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay, but there was an overall drop off in the pressure. Geelong did have I would say they had a fair bit of luck too. You know, they got some lucky bounces. I know Hawkins got an unbelievable goal in the goal square. You know, and that happens. That's football. Add to that some bad decisions by Essendon, some sloppy play, and we really let Geelong control the game. Even though we went to the final 5 minutes, we'd just given away way too much. I know in that second half we had 31 unforced errors. You can't just be, these guys are professionals. You can't have 31 unforced errors and expect to be 40 points up at the end of the game. So it's just not going to happen.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it was a game that we should have won, but we've got to remember it is just a pre-season game, and there were a lot of positives to take out of that. So we move forward. But one thing I did notice, and I know Jared Healy said that he said when Essendon gets under pressure, we send Brendan Goddard into the back line. But Brendan Goddard did actually play off the half back for the whole game, including for the first half when we were 40 points up.
Yeah, he played very well too, I thought.
Yeah, the whole game he played across half back.
Yeah.
I did see some comments on Facebook about this, so I did want to make just a brief comment on that. That, you know, when we're winning, nobody mentions it, nobody says anything. But maybe he's a bit of a whipping boy, you know. Oh, we're down and Goddard's slow and Stanton's slow. Yeah.
The thing is, Goddard was taking the marks. He was having the kicks. He was in there all the time, wasn't he?
He was.
I was quite happy with his game. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. So we'll just touch on some players and just tell me your thoughts. This is who I noticed. I think Langford's getting better. He's seen more confidence. He's becoming a really important player, and he's getting into the midfield rotations. I thought he had a fairly good game.
I thought he had a great game. And I think generally, you know, in the team, you know, if you have a tough game or a hard game 1 week, there's a big chance you're going to play a good one next week. And that happened with Langford.
Yes. Yeah. I think he's a definite starter for round one.
Yep.
Another definite starter now for round one is Sean McKernan. He had a ripper game.
Huh.
But the thing is, he needs to play like that every single week, week in and week out. He can be hot and cold, but you know, he was definitely hot today. And I actually heard Woosha on, it was one of the Western Australian radio stations. They did a cut of him, and he said that he was only a backup in case the forwards got tired. He was never supposed to play that game. So he definitely made the most of his opportunity.
He certainly did, and I'm sure he'll play like that for the rest of the year, mate.
Well, hopefully he starts roving some of his own tap work and kicks some more of those goals from in the square. That was brilliant, that goal that he kicked. It was a really good goal.
Fantastic. Yep.
So Heppel was in and under. He got a lot of the ball, as he always does. Watson was much the same. Watson had another good one. Parrish, always at the stoppages, always fighting for the contested ball. This kid's going to be one of the AFL's best in years to come. What do you think?
Yeah, this year, I reckon.
Yeah.
For sure. He's always into it. And we just expect him to be there now too, you know. Always amongst it. Yeah, great to see.
Well, I did also hear just recently that Langford and Parrish, they're actually the same age, even though they're from different drafts. They're pretty close in age. You know, we seem to put a lot of pressure on Langford, you know, because he is from an earlier draft. But you know, it's just interesting to see that they are in actual age. They're pretty close, and we've got some great players coming up there, great young players. Another good young player is Waller. He had a brilliant game again. He was breaking lines, applying defensive pressure, smothers, kicking goals, four goals, as we said. He really did it all on the day, didn't he?
Yeah, tackles. He provided a lot of magic, that guy. And I did notice that Dangerfield stayed away from him.
you can't blame him for that, can you?
No.
I bet you he knows his name, don't you?
I'd love to see Tipper tagging him.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would.
Well, we play him again in, I'll just look at my fixture here, I think we play them again in round 8. So I'm actually going to that game. I might actually have to see how he goes on that one, keep a close eye on it.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
We'll move on to our players of the week. My player of the week, and I think this guy is so important to the Essendon team week in, week out, and he had a brilliant game on the week, and that's Trav Collier. He was fast. He used the ball well. He really set up a lot of our plays and goals. He's so important to our team with his speed and decision-making. He's a tackling machine, and for mine, even though he didn't get the most possessions, he was very influential for the game, and to me, I think he was best on ground.
He's great to watch. There's no doubt about it. You just don't know how fast he's going to go each time he gets the ball, eh? Which way he's going to go? It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Look, to me, I'd say easily probably in our best probably 6 or 7 players, just for his speed alone, his decision making. So that's my player of the week. Who'd you have for your player of the week?
I've got Zach Merritt. Sure. He's just always there. He's just looking more and more polished every time I see him. I guess we've come to expect that he's going to be like that all the time. But I tell you what, and their fantasy scores, they had him 114 points or something.
Yeah, sure.
Not bad, eh?
He hasn't stopped. I think his average was 111. Last year, so he definitely hasn't stopped getting those points. That's for sure. Getting back to what I was saying earlier with Langford and Parrish, he's another one. You know, we've got these guys for another 10 years of service. You know, if we can hang on to them, we've really got a good young crew coming through. So
yeah,
it's good to see, isn't it?
That's for sure.
So who did you have for your votes, mate?
I've got Zach for 4. I've got Tipper for 3. I've got McKernan for 2. And I've got Job for 1.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Well, surprisingly, mine were very, very similar, mate. I had, as I already said, I put Collier down for 4. I thought he was really good on the day for the reasons that I said earlier. I had 3 for Waller as well. Smack McKernan, he got 2 as well, but I put Parrish in for 1 just for the way he got to all the ball ups and just his pressure around the ground.
Yeah,
it's hard that one vote, isn't it? You know, there are probably 5 or 6 players who could have given it to. So
there's quite a few that could have got it, or could have got any of them, I guess.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true. So we'll look at the Klebs JLT leaderboard. This is for the votes that Rob and I have given out for the JLT series. So coming into this, we had Parrish was on 10, Watson was 8, Stanton 5, Begley 5, Zaharakis 4, and then we go down the list and we've got Green, Merritt, McKernan and Gleeson. So rounding this off, the Klebs JLT player of the series was young Darcy Parrish with 11 votes. So well done there, Darcy.
Well deserved.
We'll have to tag him on Twitter and send him a fixture or something.
I think he'll like that.
I'm sure he will. We'll move on to the news. There's look, when I wrote this, There really wasn't anything major happening, and of course, then everything happens as it always does. Hooker is due to play the VFL this week, and I think pretty sure that Wisher has said that he will play. Bella Chambers is a fair chance to play, as in a fairly good chance, I should say, to play. So that's positive. Hopefully he can have a good crack at it, because it would be really good to have him playing round one. It's also come out that Leuenberger will be out until round three, so he will be back for round three. Let's hope that he can recover quickly and doesn't have any complications there. And this is one that I was speaking to you before we start the pod, Rob, and that young Jaden Laverde. I didn't see this in the match, but he's done his ankle and he's out for 3 months. So
that's tragic. I didn't see it happen either.
I did see that the club, he rolled his ankle and they didn't think it was too bad, and that they were going to get specialist advice on it. But I have heard, and it's unconfirmed. I will say that it is unconfirmed, but the news I get is that he's out for 3 months. So that's devastating. That brings him back to, around about round eight or nine there at the very least. So that's really bad news there.
He's a great player. Luckily this year we do have some backup though.
Yeah, we do run fairly deep, don't we?
We do.
Another player to miss round one, and this is probably good news, is Luke Hodge for Hawthorn. He's he's been suspended by his club for missing training, which is amazing, because I know what days I need to go to work, so that's I just don't know how he's missed that. But a player of his quality to miss it, that could be a massive bonus for Essendon. So that is good news.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll push on to the Quebs promotions. For the Fantasy League, we've still got one spot left in the fantasy comp if you want to join us on that. So there's one spot, it's first in best dressed. The web address is fantasy.afl.com.au/classic. The league code, and get your pen and paper ready, people, is 4PKY6RHM. I'll put that link up on the Facebook and Twitter. But as I said, there is only one spot left, so it's first in best dressed, and we're only going to do the one league this year, so get in there, folks. Another thing that we're doing is we're doing our footy tipping again, which we did last year fairly successfully. Rob, that's your baby. What can you tell us about that, huh?
Yes, we've got plenty of spots left in that. Anyone can join that. We've changed the software we're using this year. We're not using the one that we were using last year. So join up with the afl.com.au tipping, and then ask us on Quebs or BFF for the code to get into our particular tipping comp. Last season we had just over $800 worth of prizes, and if we can get plenty of people in, we'll try and top that this year.
Yeah, and as Rob said, we can have as many as we can get into that. So join in, why not, have a bit of fun, and it's free. I should add, it's free. So
totally free, yes.
So get in there. Okay, the other thing I'd like to bring to people's attention is we've got the Brisbane game up at the Gabba for round two, so we might as well start talking about that. We've got a fairly major get-together at the formerly the Australian National Hotel, or as the locals like to call it, the Aussie Nash. What can you tell us about that, Rob? I hear we've got a function room booked for Quebs.
Yes, upstairs at the Aussie Nash, they've set aside an area for us. And I think by the way we're going, they're going to have to make it a bigger area for us, because we've got a lot of people interested in calling in to meet us all at meet all of us Quebs people there before the game. Mm. It's also available to us after the game for celebratory drinks. And kids are welcome up until 10:30 at night, and they'll have counter meals and the bar on for us all day.
Yeah, sure. So with that, if you do want to go to the game and you want to sit with us, look, just put a note on the Facebook page and you know, just say, look, you know, I'm going to the game. Where are people sitting? If you haven't bought your tickets yet, I know I haven't bought my ticket yet, but I will be going. We might be able to, you know, group a few of us together. So just make yourself known there.
Yeah, also we are doing a couple of corporate boxes, and we're going to the official EFC function before the game. So if anyone was interested in that, they could contact us on Facebook as well. $250 a ticket, but I think it'll be well worth it.
I think so too. And that one's an all inclusive, I believe. That would be a really great afternoon slash night to get involved in. I'm going to try to get to that. I still haven't 100% made up my mind. I'm going to try and get there, but it'll be really good. But before that, we've got round one, which we probably should get over first. So that's round one versus Hawthorn at the MCG, Saturday, March 25th. It's a night game. I'd say that'd be a 7:40 kickoff, but don't hold me to that. I'm lucky enough to be going to that game, and look, I'm expecting a huge crowd. And there is another march to the G, which has been arranged by Essendon, and I did see today that you can get a new Facebook frame for your profile picture that's come out today. So if you look on the Essendon webpage, that'll be there. I'm going to be walking to the G. I'm going to be supporting. So have a look there and check that out. I'm thinking it's going to be a close game, and let's just hope that the boys don't play in two different halves. What are your tips for that, mate? How do you think that one's going to play out?
I'd like to see 77 points in the first half. And I'd like to see 77 points in the second half, and I think that would be enough to give us a good, strong victory. If we only win by 1 point, I'll be happy as well.
Sure. Well, I'm thinking that Bombers are going to get up by a goal on that one.
Fair enough.
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be really close. So, well, we've come to the end of our first podcast, mate. Thanks, everybody, for listening and downloading it. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can find us on Facebook. If you just search Quebs, that's Q-E-B-S, or you can find us at www.queenslandbombers.com. That's QLDbombers.com. You can find our official Twitter page at QEBS_official, or you can also find us on the Essendon webpage, and that's essendonfc.com.au. Go to our club tab and then click on supporters and interstate groups, then go down to Queensland. You'll find a link to our group there. So check all of those out, especially the Facebook page. We've got a lot of conversation and chat going on there, So it'd be good to see you there. But please leave us a review on iTunes, 5 stars, of course, as this helps us out. It gets us up the list and lets other people find us as well easier. So I think that's it, mate. Have you got anything else to say?
No, only the normal. Go Bombers.
That's it. All right, well, thanks for your time today, mate. Pleasure as always, and go Bombers. See you next week, bud.
Thanks, Peter. See ya.